Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to take a minute or so to just breathe and settle our hearts. Well, while meditating and praying over our lessons for today, it became clear to me that we needed to focus on the power of Christ's resurrection. During the research for today's sermon, I came across an interesting theological perspective that I would like to explore with you. I ask that you share your thoughts with me after the service. So, looking at today's gospel, we observe that Jesus retained the scars of his crucifixion. However, from Scripture, we know that he has been glorified by his Father. What this tells us is that even in his resurrected state of glory, Jesus bears the scars of his horrifically painful time on the cross. The physical marks on his hands, feet, and side are still with him. They will always remain with him and us and remind us of the dark time when his Father turned his face away, when Jesus took on all our sins. But how is it possible for Christ to carry these scars? Our understanding of heaven is that it is perfect in every aspect. Perhaps God's idea of perfection includes the scars we bear and the memories of difficult times that we have. Can excruciatingly painful memories be retained in heaven as part of God's perfection? In today's scripture, we see that indeed this is true for Jesus, the glorified and perfect Son of God. Resurrection power healed Christ's wounds, but left the marks of the cross, both externally and internally. We, all of us, shouted, "Crucify him!" on Good Friday. We tortured and murdered God that day. Christ's scars are proof that the most evil thing we will ever do can be overcome. Not only overcome, but redeemed and transformed by God's almighty, powerful love for us. The wounds heal, but the scars remain. The memories are redeemed, and Christ is glorified. Is it the same for us? I think so. Not only in our final resurrection to heaven, but as we carry the crosses we must bear here on earth. The good news of Easter is not simply the promise that God has conquered death. The good news of Easter is also that God's love has triumphed over evil. The good news of Easter is that we are redeemed and transformed instead of destroyed. The good news is that our transformation is taking place right now, while we live our earthly lives. Some of us can testify to the power of Christ's resurrection and have seen it in the lives of others. It is the power of love. Think of a time in your life when you overcame a tragic or painful experience. A time, perhaps, when you struggled with unforgiveness finally found your way to forgive and love again. Or maybe it was a time when you carried the heavy weight of guilt and condemnation. Then the weight was lifted and you were at last at peace with the situation. And all of us can remember times when fear or worry consumed our minds, paralyzed us. What does it take to break free when the situation does not change? How do we make it through the pain to a place of peace? The answer is the power of the resurrection. How can we find joy where there is sorrow? What lifts the weight of the guilt that condemns us? Again, it is the power of the resurrection. It is the power of love. But just as Jesus suffered on the cross, we must go through the pain before we come to our resurrection. There really is no other way. If we try to avoid the painful process we must bear while living on earth, we only increase the amount of pain we experience. A wise friend of mine once told me that the only pain we can avoid in life is the pain we create in trying to avoid pain. This is why we see so many people suffering from various addictions. These wounded souls are searching for a happiness that will last and trying to escape something painful. Who drinks the bitter poison of unforgiveness? It is always the one unwilling to forgive. Forgiving is not easy, but living with unforgiveness will always be more difficult. Some things are hard to let go, perhaps impossible when we try in our own strength. Yet all things are possible with God. Not easy, but possible. That is the power of Christ's resurrection, the power of love, and it can be ours today. This fact is so vital to our lives, I feel compelled to state it again, that while we are here on earth, we can harness Christ's resurrection power. Our God is the only one who can transform punishment and death into forgiveness and life. God's love for us transformed the crucifixion into our hope of a life lived with Him. We are redeemed and forgiven through our faith in God's grace. But do we realize that His resurrection power is for us today? Yes, we will spend eternity with God in heaven. And yes, that is magnificent and exciting. What is more exciting, however, is that we also have the opportunity to be with Him while we are still here on earth. In today's gospel, our resurrected Lord offers peace to His disciples. On that first Easter Sunday, Jesus was not offering peace in heaven. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, Christ gave His disciples peace that day. The Holy Spirit is for us as well, today, right now. Christ offers freedom. Through the Holy Spirit, we can receive courage to face our fears and doubts. The power of the resurrection, God's perfect and powerful love, crushes our deepest fears and satisfies our innermost longings. We are more than redeemed, more than conquerors. Bit by bit, from glory to glory, we are transformed by the Holy Spirit into the loving disciples God has called us to be. Jesus' resurrection brought new life to His first disciples, and He is offering new life to us as well. Pope John Paul II said, "We are Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." What makes us Easter people? The love of Christ who died to save and redeem us. The love of God who raised Christ from the dead and will also raise us. The love of the Holy Spirit that lives in us and gives us the grace to love others. The love of the Holy Trinity that guides us. This love restores and transforms us into sons and daughters of the one and only true King. This mighty love poured into our lives is what makes us Easter people. Please pray with me. Almighty loving Father, remind us that You have the last word, that Your love reigns and always will. We give You thanks for pouring Your love into our lives, for redeeming us, and for transforming us. We thank You for the peace and joy You offer us. Please guide us and help us grow in our discipleship of Your Son. This we pray in our Savior and Redeemer's name. Amen.